It's a hot October Saturday in South Central Los Angeles, where a group of children just wrapped up a high-impact, low-fidelity music video shoot at a local nonprofit arts center. In rolls relief in the form of Matt Allen, driving his vintage 1969 ice cream truck nicknamed Bessie. For over 2 years, Allen has been known around the world as Ice Cream Man, logging over 20,000 miles and giving away at least 60,000 ice creams.
I doubted that I was going to get rich and be able to do something great with all this money. So I was like, well, you know, I can find a way to travel the world, give away 500,000 ice creams. You know, that'd be 500,000 smiles. And
Allen was in between jobs doing what he enjoys best, hiking the length of the Appalachian Trail when he had a sort of epiphany. A marketable concept that, if successful, would mean he wouldn't have to go back to working for the man. So he took out a loan and bought a used ice cream truck and relocated from Ashland, Oregon, to his mother's house in Long Beach, where he could save money while slinging free ice cream to the masses. For Ice Cream Man to be profitable, Allen decided that he had to become famous.
We live in the best place in the world and the best time in history. You know, if you're not going to do it now, then what are you waiting for? And that's for anything.
With the help of sponsors and up to 100 volunteers, Ice Cream Man served up free treats backstage at dozens of festivals across the country over the past year and a half. The ensuing publicity, including feature articles in the Austin Chronicle and Los Angeles Times, combined with extensive festival reviews and photos taken by Allen and his volunteers at icecreamman.com, brought this fame. But after 6 or 7 years as Ice Cream Man, Allen plans to move on to other projects.
I really want to create an extremely transparent business so that other people can see it, and especially younger people, to show them that, like, here's a completely non-traditional idea of giving away free ice cream, and here's how it worked, or here's how it didn't work, and here's why.
Allen is well on his way to dishing out 500,000 ice creams, but he says he won't be disappointed if he runs out of money. In fact, he's more ambitious when talking about the possibility of being bought out and taking the Ice Cream Man concept to a new level. As he serves up seconds to the kids in South Central and explains the Ice Cream Man business plan to admiring volunteers, it seems that Allen is destined for success. Andy Sternberg, Annenberg Radio News.